As I read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen. Well, tell you the truth, I kind of gave up on changing the world, not just for Lent, but for all time. And this has nothing to do with our move to Alberta either, so don't assume anything here. There is no perfection to be found. At best, we may find improvement. Are you perfect? Would I say you are perfect? This is a perfect Okotoks United Church congregation. No. I maybe wouldn't say the reverse because I could get in big trouble that way. But no, there's no perfection amongst our leaders, in our denomination, with our minister. Well, maybe except Julia. Yeah. Maybe it's wrong to expect perfection. Maybe we should give up perfection for all time, not just Lent. This search for perfection reminds me of my middle son, Brian, as Brian was at an age when he was looking for a suitable spouse. Now, as his father, I was getting kind of tired that he wasn't getting very far with this. We have four children, and three of them were married, and Brian, no, he was looking for perfect mate. I suppose that, at any rate. And I asked him, we were out for dinner together in Toronto. Toronto's east of here, you'll know. I ask him, Brian, is there not a decent girl in Toronto that you could meet? He said, no, not that I've found anyway. I did my best to encourage him. And when the waitress came by and she had her name tag, Anastasia, and she's a very pleasant looking person. And I said, well, when she comes back, Brian, you say to her, do you know the meaning of Anastasia? And it's Greek, and it means rising. It's used in the Greek-speaking Christian community especially to refer to the rising of Christ. So she came by, and he said to her, "Do you know the meaning of your name?" And she said, "No, I don't." And so he told her. He said, "Well, it means rising, and it refers to the resurrection, usually in the church." "Oh," she said, "I didn't know that." But anyway, that was the end of all conversation with this otherwise very nice person, I thought. And so I did my best to introduce him to several. I even paid his way once with extra so he could take with him a young woman who I liked. She was in the church, and she was willing to go to see a play with him. But it seems Brian wasn't really ready to have my help in his search. Never could figure that out. Still, I continued my desperate state, and I had a t-shirt made for him. These offer opportunities, Olivia. This is not in my text, but this is extra. In Taiwan, I had a t-shirt made for me and one of the other faculty members, just, and it said something like this: "I promise in class, I will not holler, I will not shout, I will be on time, I will be respectful, I am the teacher." Well, the t-shirt for Brian said on it, "Wife wanted." Don't laugh, this is serious stuff. Must be attractive, intelligent, caring, financially independent, or best offer. You know, Turner Valley, as you know, part of these three congregations looking for a minister half-time. Like this arrangement, by the way. I like the idea of the congregations working together as much as possible. So maybe a batch of t-shirts would be helpful. Olivia, the youth group, okay? Minister wanted. Must be youngish, articulate, intelligent, wise, caring, faithful, financially independent, or best offer. I guess it's true of church leaders too, isn't it, really? T-shirts. Leaders wanted must be conscientious, hardworking, honest, willing to take advice from others. Larger letters for that one. Able to relate to everyone. Spiritual, but not too much. Does that fit your leaders here? Mm-hmm. Nobody's taking this way or that way. Maybe none of us is that close to perfection. Maybe it's a mistake to demand perfection of our leaders. Your minister, the next wonder man or wonder woman who is called to ministry in Alberta. I suggested to Brian that he should not think that he was the world's greatest bachelor. Would you like some more coffee, Brian? But, of course, he should be realistic about his prospects. Lower your standards, I said to Brian. Of course, I knew he was pretty good. I mean, he is my son, but he seemed to have standards that were just too high. And I had to point out to the poor guy and emphasize with him, now that you are looking for someone, you have to remember that you're not necessarily a good catch yourself, Brian. You remember that saying that goes something like this? No one is perfect except thee and me. And I'm not sure about thee. So maybe we shouldn't be looking for perfection this side of heaven. Flawlessness eludes each one of us, and though we must strive for improvement with ourselves and seek to support others, then we must know that if we demand perfection, we will be disappointed. This isn't in my text, and I can tell you this because my wife isn't here. I was speaking in Tainan at the college and seminary, and I said, today, I've learned something that my wife has kept secret for all these years. It was my birthday. She told me that she always wished I was taller. This search for perfection, I don't know, I think it often gets us into trouble. If we demand perfection, we'll be disappointed. This is true of potential wives. Again, my wife isn't here. Potential husbands. And it's true of your minister, your leaders, our leaders. Indeed, it's true of the institution that is the church that has been called the homely bride of Christ. Homely, but beloved. Not perfect, but accepted in the love of God. So, guess you could change the name to the Homely United Church of Okotoks. I don't know how that would go on the signboard. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a faithful German pastor, a very wise theologian, reminded us, me, that the church, though imperfect in membership and leadership, is God's best offer to us. I often think that when I hear criticism of the church. Do I hear a better offer? I don't. I haven't. As far as I know, there isn't. To hold out for perfection invites discouragement. God hates visionary dreaming, Bonhoeffer said. It makes the dreamer proud and pretentious.